The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. One of those at table with Jesus said to him, "Blessed is the one who will dine in the kingdom of God." He replied to him, "A man gave a great dinner, to which he invited many. When the time for the dinner came, he dispatched his servant to say to those invited, 'Come, everything is now ready.' But one by one, they all began to excuse themselves. The first said, 'I have purchased a field and must go to examine it. I ask you, consider me excused.' And another said, 'I have purchased 5 yoke of oxen, and I am on my way to evaluate them. I ask you, consider me excused.' And another said, 'I have just married a woman, and therefore I cannot come.' The servant went and reported this to his master. Then the master of the house, in a rage, commanded his servant, 'Go out quickly into the streets and alleys of the town, then bring in here the poor and the crippled, the blind and the lame.' The servant reported, 'Sir, your orders have been carried out, and still there is room.' The master then ordered the servant, 'Go out to the highways and hedgerows, and make people come in that my house may be filled. For I tell you, none of those men who were invited will taste my dinner.'" The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, what is the banquet to which God invites us? It is Jesus Christ. He invites us to feast on His Son. And the more we grow in faith, the more we realize that, of course, first and foremost, that's in the Mass. But then that if we are in a state of grace, we can feast on Him always because He lives in us. A young man just left our parish. He is a soldier. He's in the army. And he was here for 3 years, and he's just gotten a new assignment. The day he left, he said, "Father, I don't think I ever told you what brought me back to Mass." I said, "No, you haven't." He said, "I drifted away in college, my early 20s. It was my second tour of duty in Iraq." He said, "I hadn't been to church in years. It was announced that there was going to be a Catholic Mass. It was the first time in 3 months that we would be able to go to church." He said, "When you're away like that, it's very comforting to go. So I decided that even though I couldn't receive Holy Communion, that I would attend." He said, "The church was packed, the tent was packed." He said, "Halfway through the Mass, all of a sudden the sirens went off, which says there's an airstrike. When there's an airstrike, you have a minute and a half to get into the bunkers." He said, "It was chaos. Everyone's scurrying from side to side. The bunkers are 20 yards away from the tent on both sides." He says, I'm sprinting. I slide in. He says, "My heart is pounding, and I look out." He said, "There's enough room to look out, even though most of your body is underground." He said, "I look out, and the church is empty, except for the priest." He said he was consecrating the Eucharist so calmly and reverently, without any haste or worry. And he said, "When he elevated our Lord's body, I began to weep, because I realized he was willing to die in order to receive him, and that he was willing to die in order that we could receive him. Father, I've never missed Mass since that time." When a person misses, why do they miss? St. Augustine says from the Gospel today, "I have a field." He says, first is the pride of governance. "I want to rule myself. I don't want a master." He says, 5 yoke of oxen. They're the 5 senses. That when we feast on the senses, we will have no desire, no longing for the Eucharist. It is a yoke that controls us. And he said, lastly, "I have taken a wife." He says, when one puts their spouse before God, doing the will of their spouse before the will of God the Father, they will not have a great longing for the Eucharist. May we be those who are willing to die to receive him.